the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, updates on the cancellation of SFU football, along with scores from the BC Premier Baseball and Northwest Leagues. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Andrew Gabbard's Cedar City Sweetheart with Singing. That was Singing from Andrew Gabbard's Cedar City Sweetheart. The fifth group is Chloe Carolyn's The Awakening. Here is Memories.
Come home, found a box in your closet that's 16 years old. Chloe, do you still remember the journals you wrote from when you were 12 and were feeling alone? So I threw on a coat, I knew I had to go. It's not often you get to return to a ghost, the soul of a me from a lifetime ago. What was she thinking and what did she know?
Thank you.
I would like to shift gears to the cancellation of SFA football at this time. While the team was promised access to their locker rooms and training facilities this week, the access hasn't been granted as of yet.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain. My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Ghost Love's Mourner's Red Disco. The tune is Hold a Red Sky Sky. I'd like to talk about the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC high school students, with many earning college baseball scholarships, with some being drafted by Major League Baseball. Four doubleheaders were on tap for May 20th. The Delta Blue Jays spanked the host Parksville Royals 10-1, followed by a 5-4 win for a sweep at Inouye Wallace Field. The visitors, Victoria Eagles, shaded the North Shore Twins 4-3, followed by an 11-9 barn burner for a sweep at Parkgate. The host Abbotsford Cardinals deep sixed the Victoria Mariners, followed by a 6-0 shutout for a sweep at Del Air. And last, but not the least, the visitors, UBC Thunder, were shaded by the Mid-Island Pirates 3-2, but won the second game 2-0 for a split at Nanaimo Soroxman. Another set of four doubleheaders were on May 21st. Delta were shaded by the host Mid-Island 1-0, but recovered to win in an 8-1 drubbing at Nanaimo Soroxman. The Victoria Mariners deep sixed the host North Shore 11-4, but fell 6-3 for a split at Parkgate. The Victoria Eagles destroyed the Wally Chiefs 10-0, followed by a 5-0 shutout for a sweep at Wally Athletic. And the visitors, Parksville, were overwhelmed by the White Rock Tritons 9-5, followed by a 5-0 shutout for a White Rock sweep at South Surrey Athletic. On May 21st, the Victoria Eagles tripled up the visitors, Victoria Mariners 3-1 at Lambrick. Wally tripled up the host Delta 3-1 at La Trace, and the visitors Langley quadrupled North Shore 4-1 at Parkgate. On May 24th, Delta slaughtered the visitors Abbotsford 9-3 at Mackey, while the host North Shore defeated UBC 7-3 at Parkgate. On May 25th, the visitors White Rock tripled up Abbotsford 3-1 at Del Air.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, MAD, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Premier Baseball League. White Rock Tritons are first at 13-5. Mid-Island Pirates are second at 14-6. Langley Blaze are third at 13-6. UBC Thunder are fourth at 13-8. Delta Blue Jays are fifth at 12-8. Victoria Eagles are sixth at 13-9. Abbotsford Cardinals, seventh, 13-11. Coquitlam Reds, eighth, 9-12. Wally Chiefs, 11th at 11-16. Just a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Wally Chiefs are 9th at 11-16. Okanagan Athletics are 10th at 6-10. Parksville Royals are 11th at 6-12. North Shore Twins are 12th at 6-14. And the Victoria Mariners are last at 6-18.
For the past 20 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been dedicated to giving you the best content. From a diverse mixture of music and spoken word programs to art reviews and current news affairs. What started out as a music club is now a campus community radio station. So in this spirit, we would like to show our gratitude to all those who have been a source of inspiration and positivity which has made these 20 years colorful, fun, and full of success. CJSF. Diverse,
independent, yours.
The seventh band is Glory Bots, Radiation Skies, with Timeless.
We'll be right back.
I'd like to discuss the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. On May 20th, the host Eugene Emeralds thumped the Hillsboro Hops 10-1 at PK Park. The visitors Vancouver Canadiens were blinded by the Tri-City Dust Devils 7-1 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. And the Spokane Indians grounded the host Everett Aqua Sox 13-5 at Funko Field. On May 21st, Hillsboro shaded Eugene 6-5 in an all-Oregon matchup. Vancouver tripled up Tri-City 3-1, and Everett edged Spokane 4-3 in an all-Washington matchup. May 22nd saw two venue changes with one doubleheader. Vancouver swept the host Spokane 5-4 and 6-4, the latter of which was a makeup from April 16th, at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. Hillsboro dusted off the visitors Tri-City 5-0 at Ron Tonkin Field, and Eugene walked off on Everett 6-5 in the bottom of ninth at PK Park. On May 24th, Hillsboro shaded Tri-City 2-1, Everett edged Eugene 3-2, and Spokane thumped Vancouver 11-6. On May 25th, Hillsboro edged Tri-City 7-6, Everett overwhelmed Eugene 11-8, and Vancouver fell in Spokane 7-3.
A message from the War Amps.
When you use a War Amps key tag, you protect your keys.
If you lose your keys,
the finder can call the number on the back of the tag
or drop them in any mailbox.
And the War Amps will return your keys to you
for free.
Order your key tags today at waramps.ca.
And make a difference in the lives of amputees, like me.
Thank you.
On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
Here are the current Northwest League standings in the Great North... standings in the Northwest League, which is in the first half. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are first at 22-18. Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are second at 22-19. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, are third at 21-19. And the Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are fourth at 20-21. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, are 5th at 20-22. And Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are 6th at 18-24. There are three games tonight. Tri-City continues in Hillsboro, 6:35 Pacific. Everett resumes in Eugene, also 6:35 Pacific, and Vancouver continues in Spokane, or specifically Spokane Valley, also at 6:35. These times are first pitches. Thank you for listening to episode 20 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.